Hare Krishna, this is Radha Govinda Maharaj, Chapter 9, Chapter 10, on Lord Ramchandra's path.
Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Anucharita Rajan Bhihi Tattva Drishi Bhihi Sutam Bhihi Varanita Bhihi Vaya Pita Pate Muhu Tasya Anucharitam Rajan Rishi Tattva Drishi Bhihi Srutam Vibhanitam Bhuri Vyasita Ter Muhu
Translation. O King Parikshit, the transcendental activities of Lord Ramchandra have been described by great saintly persons who have seen the truth. Because you have heard again and again about Lord Ramchandra, the husband of Mother Sita, I shall describe these activities only in brief. Please listen. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. Most modern Rakshasas, posing as educationally advanced merely because they have doctorates, have tried to prove that Lord Ramchandra is not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary person. But those who are learned and spiritually advanced will never accept such notions. They will accept the descriptions of Lord Ramchandra and his activities only as presented by Tattvadarshis, those who know the absolute truth. In Bhagavad Gita, the Supreme Personality of Godhead advises. Just try to learn the truth by approaching a spiritual master. Inquire from him submissively and render service unto him. The self-realized soul can impart knowledge unto you because he has seen the truth. Unless one is tattvadarshi, in complete knowledge of the supreme absolute truth, one cannot describe the activities of the Personality of Godhead. Therefore, although there are many so-called Ramayans or histories of Lord Ramchandra's activities, some of them are not actually authoritative. Sometimes Lord Ramchandra's activities are described in terms of characteristics of Lord Ramchandra should not be handled as something imaginary while describing the history of Lord Ramchandra. Sukadev Goswami told Maharaj Parikshit, "You have already heard about the activities of Lord Ramchandra. Apparently, therefore, 5,000 years ago, there were many Ramayans or histories of Lord Ramchandra's activities written by Tattvadarshis, Gyaninas Tattvadarshinaha. Not the books of so-called scholars who claim knowledge only on the basis of a doctorate." This is a warning by Sukadev Goswami, Rishibhis Tattvadarshibhi. Although the Ramayana composed by Valmiki is a huge literature, the same activities are summarized here by Sukadev Goswami in a few verses. Next verse.
Vairupya churpadakya priya viraha rusaro pita bru vijrimbaha trasta bhir baddha setuhu khaladava dahanaha kosalendro vatanaha.
To keep the promise of his father intact, Lord Ramchandra immediately gave up the position of king and, accompanied by his wife, Mother Sita, wandered from one forest to another on his lotus feet, which were so delicate that they were unable to bear even the touch of Sita's palms. The Lord was also accompanied by Hanuman, or by other monkeys Sugriv, king of monkeys, and by his younger brother Lord Lakshman, both of whom gave him relief from the fatigue of wandering in the forest. Having cut off the nose and ears of Shurpanakha, thus disfiguring her, the Lord was separated from Mother Sita. He therefore became angry, moving his eyebrows and thus frightening the ocean, who then allowed the Lord to construct a bridge to cross the ocean. Subsequently, the Lord entered the kingdom of Ravan to kill him, like a fire devouring a forest. May that Supreme Lord, Ramchandra, give us all protection.
Ram Navami.
On this auspicious occasion of Ram Navami, all your devotees have the desire to hear about Lord Ramchandra's activities. Mam Parva Umodanam. Krishna has said that one should glorify my parvas like all the festival days. The Lord does some special activities like Janmashtami, Ram Navami, Narsingha Chaturdashi. On this occasion of Ram Navami, to speak and hear about Lord Ramchandra's activity is natural and very auspicious. We should hear more and more about Lord's pastimes. In Srimad Bhagavatam, Sukadev Goswami has spoken very little on Ramchandra's pastimes. Why? O Maharaj Parikshit, the Tattvadarshis, Rishis, they describe many, many times about Lord Ramchandra. Ramayana Satkoti Apara, there are millions of Ramayans. There's less in this world, there's more in the heavenly planets. In this earth, there's 1 lakh shlokas in Mahabharata, and in heavenly planets, there is 100 crores verses of Mahabharata. This is what the demigods do. Their work is only to hear about the Lord. Humans have to do so many other things, this job, that job. In the evening and morning, we remember a little bit and we think that's enough. Those people that live in the heavenly planets, their job is only to hear about the Lord's pastimes. There is a lot of publication of these scriptures. They're usually busy in hearing and chanting. So this is called Bhuri Varnitam. And you have heard it many times also. Srila Prabhupada says, this proves that from before 5,000 years, there was a lot of description of Lord Ramchandra's pastimes. 5,000 ago, Maharaj Parikshit was hearing, but this has been going on for a long time before. Also, it shows that Lord Ramchandra's charitra is very dear to the general public. Even today, Lord Ramchandra's charitra is sung all over India more than any other incarnation. Even today, in our villages, ladies sing songs about Lord Ramchandra's pastimes while doing different work of the household. 80% they chant the glories of Lord Ramchandra. So beautiful it is. Parikshit Maharaj says Ramchandra has, but Sukadev Goswami says to Parikshit Maharaj, you have heard it again and again, and therefore I am not describing in too much detail. The Rishis have explained to you. You have heard it so many times, and that's why I'm speaking in such brief description. Actually, Lord Ramchandra has many pastimes, Ramayana Satkoti Apara. His best Pradhan Leela is considered to be one gaman, going to the forest. In the beginning, Lord Ramchandra's forest activity is described. Bhagavan, who is Vaikunth Bihari, when he comes to this world, he doesn't live in some very comfortable mansion, very comfortably. He didn't live like this. He wandered from forest to forest. So the Lord's Leela, this is very heart-touching. Why the Lord was wandering from forest to forest, sleeping on the plain ground, just eating whatever was available on trees. He is Sarveshwareshwar. He is the Lord of all the demigods. And he came to this earth and he would sleep on the earth without a bedding. In his creation, the ordinary person walks with a sleeping bag. But wherever the Lord wandered, he never took any bedding. Certainly, behind this Leela, there is some great teaching for the human society that human beings should not be engaged only in sense gratification. somehow or other he should make his life so he can apply these to his life. So Bhagwan left Vaikunth to come and sleep on the bare floor. Whatever grass leaves they would find, Sita Mata would make bedding for him. And the next day they would leave all that and go ahead. And for eating, whatever they would find, Kandamool in the forest, and that also you couldn't get in all the seasons. Nothing was prepared beforehand that this is what we will have today. Whatever they could find, where they will live, where they will sleep, where they will eat, what will eat, they will eat. Nothing was decided. This is the life he accepted. Why he did this? It was his desire also. From his acharan, he wanted to teach the general public. From the viewpoint of the general public, Lord's father had three queens. Maharaj Dashrath has three queens. Eldest Kaushalya, then Kaikeyi, Sumitra. Then Kaushalya's son is the Lord, Ram. And the same Lord expanded himself to Bharat from Sumitra. We should remember, they're not jivas, they're Vishnu tattvas. So himself he made into four. So very carefully we should hear the activities, how things got spoiled and Lord had to go to the forest. One time, Maharaj Dashrath in his heart had a jigyasa question that we should make Ram the king. We should give him the kingdom and I should do bhajan. One time what happened? Maharaj Dashrath was sitting on the singhasan and he was looking at the mirror to fix his mukut. So he was fixing his mukut and then he saw near the ears, some hairs had gone white. These days in the human society, generally people get hair turning white near the ears. Generally. So Maharaj Dashrath, he thought, old age is teaching me a lesson through my white hair. What he's teaching? He's telling, hey Maharaj, now your fourth stage of life is here. Put your son Ramchandra as a king and you do bhajan. Actually, his real attachment was Lord Ram, so it was bhajan, but still he wanted to leave and go to the forest. So Maharaj Dashrath took lesson from his white hair. And the same day he went to his guru, Guru Vashist, and he offered obeisances. Guru Vashist said, why, how come you're here? Must be something special. Maharaj Dashrath said, I want to give the kingdom to Ram and do bhajan. And that's why I have come to ask you. So please find an auspicious time for his ceremony so we can prepare. Have to hand over the Rajya to Ram, so there should be a great festival. So Guru Vashist said, the day he gets his Raj Tilak, that will be the most auspicious day. This is how he said. Don't delay, tomorrow morning is the best time. It's most auspicious. Muhurt. Many times people say, nobody in this world knows, even the great soul like Maharaj Vashistha, he didn't know the Lord's desire. Lord had thought that tomorrow he wants to go to the forest. Even the great Jnani like Vashistha, he didn't know. He found, he said, tomorrow is the best auspicious day, but he did not know this was actually the Lord's desire to go tomorrow. So Maharaj Dashrath became very happy, came and told that please immediately decorate the whole of Ayodhya. There should be much music and singing. Should be plenty of prasadam. All this was being prepared all through the night. In the land of the demigods, they heard Then they got worried how the great Rakshasas will be killed if Lord Ram becomes the king. So he came to kill Ravan, but now, oh my Lord, he's going to become the king. Are we going to be unprotected? We have to still live on with this Ravan. So they did an Ishta Goshti meeting, all the demigods. And they started thinking, how will the Lord kill all the Rakshas if he becomes a king? So they all decided. They went to beg Lord Brahma. And Brahma said, what can I do? So they all went to Ma Saraswati. And they all held on to her lotus feet. Mataji, you're always on everybody's tongue. Please, you do something. You do something, please. You stop this. So Saraswati said, that's not good. Let the Lord become the king. He is the king of the Vaikuntha. And they said, we don't mind. He can become the king, but once after killing all the demons. In Vaikuntha, he's a king anyway. He is small. Raja, what he doesn't need. Let him clear the weight of the Mother Earth. So Saraswati said, yes, okay. So she came to Ayodhya and she looked around and she started searching whose tongue I should sit, whose buddhi, whose mind I should spoil. So this ceremony can be spoiled, stopped. What should I do? Whose tongue I should sit on? And she looked around. She couldn't find. Whose buddhi she should spoil. So she realized whose buddhi was already spoiled, her tongue she will sit. So, who is so condemned? Who I can use to do this terrible job? Mata Saraswati thought like that. So with great thinking she said, Kaikai has a dasi. Her name is Mantra. Mandamati. She has very little intelligence. She went to her and she made Kaikai's servant. She gave her the opportunity for Mantra to become more condemned, changed her, spoiled her intelligence, and she went away. So Mantra saw great utsav is going on. Ayodhya is being decorated. So much painting and decoration and singing is going on. Every house, all night, everybody was in ecstasy. When she saw this, she could not tolerate. Then she asked, what's happening? Because she didn't know. She asked people, what's happening? What utsav? Ram Tilak. People said, Ram is going to get the kingdom tomorrow morning. He's going to get Raj Tilak. There was a fire in her heart. Her heart totally got burnt. And yet, not just Ayodhya Vasis, the whole universe was in ecstasy. But Mantra's heart burnt. She started thinking, what shall I do that overnight the whole thing can be changed? I only have the time for night time. Once the morning comes, Ram becomes the king. She was a very low class woman. And she started thinking, in Valmiki Ramayana it's been said, when Ram went to forest, when Bharat came from his mother's house, he started asking, who started all this? Who started all this to stop the... And he found it was Mantra. Now he started asking, what is Mantra's identity? Where is she from? What family is she from? Kaikai kept her in her family for her seva. She didn't even ask who is Mantra's father, mother, what kind of family he comes from. Just see, Kaikai ki loss of her buddhi. She made the servant, this woman, she didn't even know her background. So, Kujati.
Kutsit Jati.
He was a Kujati, very low class. He wasn't a good woman. So she started thinking, what I should do, what I should do. Mantra started crying and throwing a tantrum, and she went to Kekai. She went to Bharat's mother, her Swamini, she went. And she started crying bitterly. When Kekai saw her crying in this way, Kekai asked, Ari Mantre, she said, why are you so sad? Why are you so unhappy? Still she didn't say anything. She would not give an answer. And she's pouring tears. She's not answering. It seems like must be such a great sorrow. And Kekai says, What happened? What happened? Why are you so sad? But she wasn't answering. She's taking deep breaths and not answering. She was pouring tears. She was flowing tears. In women don't have tears in their eyes, they have it in their hand. Whenever they want, it can pour out of the eyes. Lord has given this kausal to the ladies. Actually, their heart is soft, so it's natural the tears to come quickly. And she was flowing tears like a river all of a sudden. Still, Rani says, oh, now I understand. It seems that Lakshman must have given you a few slaps. This proves that Lakshman ji sometimes used to chastise her. That's how she was. It seems by hearing this. Sometimes he must have done that. And she must have come many times crying to Kekai. That's why Kekai is saying, maybe Lakshman has given you a few slaps. Looks like Lakshman has given you a lesson. Till she wasn't talking. Then Rani got very scared. She said she wasn't talking. Kekai got scared. Is Ram okay? Is her husband okay? Bharat, Shatrughan, there is no bad news? Then Kekai thought, one of my relatives must be in some auspicious situation. Then she asked, Ram is okay, isn't he? Greatest love she had for Ram. First she would ask for Ram. My dear Ram is okay, isn't he? My Prananath husband is okay, Bharat is okay, Lakshman is okay, and Shatrughan is okay. Okay, aren't they? What happened, Mantra? Why are you crying? She was crying because of Lord Ram's Raj Tilak. And Kekai is thinking, she's crying because one of my relatives might have got hurt in any way. But first, Kekai is asking about Ram.
Ramji.
Then Kekai said, Rani ji, you are asking about Ram first? Ram is okay. What is happening? King Dashrath is going to make him king first thing in the morning. And she's lying. I have just been to Kaushalya's room. Kaushalya is walking like anything with her head up in the air. She's lying. She didn't even see Kaushalya. Okay, so she said, okay, so her son is going to become a king. What's the need for her becoming so puffed up? A mantra says, okay, so she can be happy her son is becoming king. But doesn't mean she has to go so crazy. Should be a little controlled, that Kaushalya. So I'm very sad to see that why they didn't ask you. If they had asked you, you would never have said no for Ram to become a king. Why didn't they ask you? But just see Kaushalya's way. So much is happening, but no one told you. This Raja Dasharath is a very cunning fellow. His heart is full of poison. He is very kapti, Raja Dasharath. He talks to you very nicely, but he didn't even tell you or ask you. Actually, whatever the person is, he thinks others are like that also. You are so simple, but just look at Raja Dasharath. As soon as she said that, Kekai got very angry. Kekai was very happy. She got so happy that Ram was becoming king. But Mantra, when she accused Raja Dasharath like this, she became very angry. She said she stopped Mantra. She said, making us fight. If you say this again, I'll have your tongue taken out. He said to Mantra. Kekai had a great shakti. She was Rani. Not the tongue. She could get anyone's neck taken off. If you say these words again about Maharaj Dasharath, I will take your tongue out, and for the whole life you won't be able to speak. Such a great wansh and family, you're making a fight? Kekai said to Mantra. Mantra stopped. She said to Kekai. Kekai said to Mantra, you've said some very priya words to me. If I chastised you, only to teach you. Otherwise, the news you've given me. But if it's true what you've said, if Ram actually is going to become king tomorrow morning, so then in my life you would be so dear, because you're the first person to give me this news. So I ask you, I ask the Supreme Lord, next life if I become a woman, and the Lord let me become a mother, I will just pray. I pray this every day, that Ram becomes my son and Sita becomes my daughter-in-law. This is what I want, Kekai said. So much love she had for Lord Ram. But this lesson from this katha, that to hear from the wrong person, heart changes. Saraswati didn't change the Kekai's buddhi. She changed Mantra's buddhi. But Mantra changed Kekai's buddhi by giving her a lecture. Just see. You will hear. Everything is in the talk. In this Hare Krishna movement, everything is in speaking. Prabhupada has given us all these books in such a way he's spoken that if you read his books, your mind will be in Krishna and you will become a devotee. So one has to be very careful who you hear from. Kekai had this great weakness. She started hearing Mantra. She shouldn't have heard Mantra. To teach you a lesson, I have shouted at you. But even in the dreams, I can't get angry with you. You're such a good girl, such a good lady. I can never in my dreams get angry with you. And you telling on Maharaj Dasharath such bad words, this Surya Vansh, it's our custom that the older brother is the king and the younger brothers are his servants. This is our family tradition. Actually, these are very wonderful things. In parampara, the older brother is the Swami. Younger brothers, they serve him. When there is this kind of grihasthi, that's considered very good grihasthi. In the family, the basis of sukh is, this is very important, love between the brothers. If there is love between the brothers, then the grihasthi is in great happiness. But if there is kala, fight between the brothers, it is hellish, like the hellish planets. Whatever Maharaj is doing the right thing, because Ram is the older brother. And because you gave me such wonderful news, I will give you my word. Whatever you want, I'll give you as a gift. Saying all this, she says,
राम प्रिय मोरे तिनके तिलक शोभ कस्तूर.
But mantra, one thing I want to know. From your words, I can understand you're becoming very, very sad by hearing that Ram is becoming a king. Why? Ram is dear to everybody. He is dearer to me than my own life. And if he is getting Raj Tilak, why are you so troubled? What's your dukkh? If she said this is a bad news, she shouldn't ask why you think it's bad news. This is her Kaka's weakness. If she sees that she is kapati, she is bad woman, envious of Ram, she should not have heard from her. Now her mistake was she continued to hear from. She continued to ask mantra. Why you don't like Ram becoming a king? She should have just chastised him. She started asking her, why are you sad about him? Why you don't like him to be a king? She's talking. Ram loves me more. Vishesh love she gives me. I've tested many times in my life. Ram, whether he likes Kaushalya more or he likes me more. I have tested him so many times and I know he loves me more than his own mother. Kaikeyi is saying like this. Actually, the Lord Charitra was like this, that more than Kaushalya, he used to give respect to Kaikeyi. Even when he was little, very small, he used to always go in the lap of Mother Kaikeyi. He used to usually stay in Kaikeyi's house, room. So she says, he loves me very much, more than Kaushalya. He loves everyone like Kaushalya, and among everybody he loves me the most. So if he is becoming the king, this is the most wonderful message you've given me. And my husband loves me very much, and Kaushalya is my good sister. But still she kept asking, why are you so unhappy? This was her mistake. She kept, now listen to mantra's parvachan, what she says. Mantra says, don't ask. She says, don't ask. He says, Rani ji, I brought such good news to you and you said you'll cut my tongue off. But I was telling you, but you already cut my tongue off. So if I get another tongue, then I'll talk. How can I talk? You already cut my tongue off. How can I speak? If second plastic or charm tongue is there, then I'll talk. Original tongue, you already cut it off. And she said, such a great Rani said, I'll take your tongue off. Then mantra thought, such a great thing she said. In one time you've destroyed me by saying that I don't have any tongue. I'm scared to say, please forgive me. Whatever I've said, now I will not say. Rani ji, one thing I'll say before I take rest. Mataji, I sound bitter to you, don't I? But when I said the truth, so you think I'm bitter. What was the truth? The truth is Kaushalya, Ram situation. So if I'm telling the truth, I'm bitter. And those who are lying, lies, they tell you the truth. Okay. So from today I've decided. I've learned from you. I've learned from you. You like to hear lies. And in my dream, I don't even know how to lie, even in my dream. Then there's only one thing to do. That from today, I should either just speak lies or I should stay quiet? Truth, you're not liking. Just see how he is kutil buddhi. This is how you convince people. He says, I won't say anything, I won't say anything, and without saying anything, she has changed Kaikeyi's. Those who tell lies and tell the truth and their lies, that you like. And from now on, I'm only going to say what you like, and that will have to be the lies, because you don't like to hear the truth. From today, I won't speak from today. So many sadhu mahatmas stay quiet anyway. I will also stay quiet and learn to live like that. I have to live in your shelter. So from today on, I don't want to trouble you, so I will just stay quiet. So Kaikeyi said, why you don't like Ram to be the king? Mantra said, I have no problem. You can cut my heart and see. I am just worried about you. So she's saying in a way that Kaikeyi wants to hear more. I am thinking of what's ahead, then I'm sad. Kaikeyi was listening very carefully. What's ahead? What's going to happen? Mantra says, I am happening. Lakshman. Mahamantri. Lakshman will be Mahamantri. He is such a dangerous boy. He is going to be Mahamantri. Ram is going to be the king. Lakshman is going to be Mahamantri. Just now you said Lakshman is always beating me up. He's going to be Ram's mantri. And your son will go into the jailhouse. All nonsense she was thinking. Nothing was going to happen. The Lord didn't even want the Raj. And this is how she's preaching to Kaikeyi. And Ram will become Raja. Whether Ram becomes the king or Bharat becomes the king, I will still remain Dasi. It'll be a big difference for you. You'll be Kaushalya's Dasi. It will not make any difference to me. And if Ram becomes the king, then you'll become Kaushalya's Dasi. I am not sad for myself. Whoever is king, I am never going to become the Rani. I will always be Dasi. He's not going to make me the Rani. As it is, I never got married. Vidhata has given me a body so ugly. I never even got married. So I have to become a servant of somebody. Otherwise, I could have been married to somebody. I would have been a queen, at least somebody's wife. But, oh, Creator. And she keeps crying. He gave me a hump on my back. Made me ugly. So I have to make a living by being somebody's servant. My life is going on, my food is going on. But it must be my karma. If I must have done so much pap, kukarma. So the Lord has given me a body like this. And more dand I will get later on. So she is talking like this. She says, the person, whatever he sows, that he reaps. People sow seeds. Whoever sows, the same person gets the fruits. A person gets whatever he has done, karma. This should be listened very carefully. By desiring, by doing great business, one doesn't get. He gets whatever he has given to somebody in his previous life. I have done something, that's why the Lord has made me ugly, given me a bump. Those who are happy in this life, they must have done good deeds in their last life. So what to do? I am not sad for myself. I am so sad for you. Rani ji, do one thing. Get a hammer or a stick and break my head. Why? Why? Because as long as I live for your benefit, I will keep saying something. And you don't like, so my unfortunate head, better you just smash it right now. By saying good things, you have become unhappy, so what can I say? Let there be fire in my nature. my nature is not good. What is your nature? She says, this is my nature. This is my nature. If somebody is saying bad things about you, I can't tolerate. That's my nature. What can I do? If I see something going wrong for you, I can see, how can I see and not say anything? It's my nature to say. I can't tolerate somebody taking advantage of you. So, your son was going to be put in the jailhouse. Kaushalya's son was becoming king. So I thought, they're trying to harm you. So I was thinking like this. And let there be this my good nature catch fire. Why did the Lord give me such nature? One should be careful of Kapatis, people. They say one thing, people who talk like this, sometimes they say, I had such important work to do, but I just neglected my work to do for you. I thought, let my work go to hell, I will take care of you. People who talk like that, we should be careful of them. I heard one person talk. One person said to me, I don't know how people can even say lies. Till this day, I haven't even learned how to tell a lie. Yes. So, Mantra said, I tried so hard. No, this man said, I tried so hard to speak lies, but it doesn't come out of my mouth. So only the person who wants to lie, they talk like this. I tried so hard that like other people, I should sometimes tell lie, but it just doesn't come out of my mouth. The mantra is saying, I want that I don't open my mouth, but what can I do? I see something wrong going to happen in your life. It's my nature to speak. And she's arguing, Bharat becomes the king. I will not become the king. I will still be the dasi. So if Ram becomes the king, what will make no difference to me? I'll still get the same salary. If I'm born ugly, I'll still remain like this. If Bharat was here, maybe, if Bharat was the king, maybe I would get a little raise in my salary. But now Ram is becoming the king. Nothing much will happen, be a difference for me. But I'm actually worried so much about you. You'll become a slave of... When Mantra said this much, then Kaikeyi started to think, her intelligence started to change when she said that you will become the dasi of Kaushalya. Said here, lady, women's buddhi is on their lips. Anybody can say anything and change their intelligence. Their intelligence is on their lips. Anybody can change their minds. First she said so many things. She said, first Kaikeyi called her so many bad names, now Kaikeyi is saying. Mantra, what you said must be true, because my right eye is flickering now. So what you're saying must be true. But before she was saying, just a little while ago she was saying, Ram should be my son, Sita should be my daughter-in-law, Ram loves me, he's my favorite. But now her right eye is flickering. That means something bad is going to happen to her. She's convinced. Now she's listening. That's why we tell women, don't hear what everyone is telling. And if somebody says, oh, I'm so intelligent, who can change my intelligence? Never trust. It happens to anybody. If in your house, at night you're sleeping, some person comes and tells you, please sleep with your door closed, don't leave it open. And that person will be more awake. No, I'm not, this person says, all I'm saying, just sleep with the door closed, don't leave it open. But this person, he won't even sleep, he will close the door and stay up all night. This person has changed his intelligence just by saying something. So Kaikeyi had great effect on her heart by Mantra's words. Maybe the right eye was flickering because she was going to become a widow in a few days. In 4 days. No, fifth day, Maharaj Dashrath would leave his body. Maybe her right eye was flickering because, but she is thinking because mantra is, yes. So, she's saying, Sakhi, now she's calling her Sakhi. Sakhi, now till today I haven't given anybody any torture. Even if I try to remember, I can't remember. I haven't given any trouble to anybody. But why is the Lord, Supreme Lord, giving me so much? Why my husband has turned against me? Why Kaushalya, my sister, has turned against me? But why this happened? Before this, mantra told something. Ram loves you. I know that. Mantra says. I know. Ram loves you with very truly. And you also love. But that time is gone. When you were the beloved of Ram. And Ram, and you loved Ram so much. Those days are gone. In the time, even our premis become our enemies. She's teaching her logic now. Rani ji, the sun takes care of the kamal flower, the lotus flower. When sun comes up, lotus blooms. And how long the sun does that? As long as the lotus is in water. The same lotus, if it's out of water, the sun cannot take care of it. Without sun, without water, the same sun will burn the lotus. So Ram used to love you. Dashrath used to love you. Kaushalya used to love you. That's okay. But that time is gone. Time is very strong. Don't remember those things. If it was like that, if that was like that, the Maharaj Dashrath loves you very much, then Maharaj Dashrath, why he didn't come to you and tell you himself that he's going to give Ram the kingdom? Rani said, so how many days has it been decision? And mantra says, he's lying. She says, it's been 15 days. It has been 15 days it's been. And nobody has told you, by only from me you've heard this news. It's great. It's great amazement. 15 days have gone and they haven't told you. Why? Maharaj Dashrath is so kapati because he's thinking if he tells you, then you will say, no, Bharat should be the son. So he hasn't told you. It's 15 days have gone. And whereas just tonight today she was a wicked woman. So she was saying like this. 15 days it's been since the decision has been made. And Maharaj Dashrath comes every night to see you, but he never mentioned it to you. Just see. Because he's thinking Kaikeyi will put her foot in it and spoil everything. 15 days, Kaikeyi says, 15 days it's been. And Maharaj Dashrath didn't tell me. Mantra says, no. He didn't tell you and your son, he sent your son to your father's house. This is Kaushalya's plan, Mantra says. She tells so many lies. Kaushalya sent Bharat to grandfather's house and Maharaj Dashrath never mentioned to you. They're both your enemies. Why didn't they tell you? Why didn't they send Bharat? 15 days it's been. Why didn't they call him back? Tomorrow morning is the ceremony. Such a big festival. And two brothers are not in town. Because they're thinking, Bharat, Shatrughan, if they come, they will put their foot in it. So that's why they haven't told you. So just by hearing that, now Kaikeyi's heart totally changed. She said, really? One great poet has said, Kaikeyi says, great son like Bharat Maharaj Dasharatha doubts him even, and he sent him away for such a long time, and he hasn't told his own two sons. And just from hearing this last verse from mantra, her heart totally changed. The love for Ram changed, love for Kaushalya changed. She got angry with Maharaj Dasharatha and she started shaking. She said, why? Listen, mantra. Why this happened to me? I will go to my father's house. I live in my brother's house or my father's house. I will spend my whole life in my father's house. But while I'm living, I will not become a servant of Kaushalya. Who wants to make her a servant of Kaushalya? This was all mantra's chal. While I'm living, I will not become a dasi of Kaushalya. I will leave. And her body was shaking. Said, it's better to die. I will die, but I will not become Kaushalya's dasi. She became totally convinced by what lies mantra said. That means she knew that Maharaj Dasharatha loved Kaikeyi. Out of all three wives, Maharaj Dasharatha loved Kaikeyi most, and Ram loved Kaikeyi most. And she started crying. She started crying, totally convinced. Then mantra got a little worried. She thought, oh, maybe she will get a heart attack or something. Mantra got really worried because Kaikeyi was so affected. If she gets heart attack, they will send me a rope around my neck. They will know that I did something. So she quickly said something. Just see how she changed the subject. She said, first she said all these things. Now listen, Rani ji, she said, don't cry, please don't cry. I'll tell you what to do. I went to an astrologer. I asked the astrologer to make your chart and I asked him, tell me, astrologer, who will be the king, Ram or Bharat? And he worked so hard on the chart, and he figured it out that Bharat will become the king. She was lying. She was just saying that so that she'll stop crying and she will not get a heart attack. She said, the astrologer said Bharat will become king. Don't worry, mantra said. All-knowing astrologer, I asked him. I went to many astrologers, not just one. And they all said that. They all said Bharat will become king, don't worry. When somebody wants to support their words, this is how they talk. Then Kaikeyi became a little shant, quiet. Then mantra said, Rani ji, by hearing my harsh words, you cried. But if you follow what I have to tell you, my advice, Kaushalya will cry all her life. Don't you cry. We will make Kaushalya cry. And Rani ji, since I have heard this news, since I have heard, I haven't eaten. In the day there is no hunger and at night there is no sleep. 15 days. Since that day I haven't eaten. But since I heard, nonsense lady, from today, she's telling for 15 days I haven't drank water or eaten. And at night I haven't slept for 15 days. She's lying. She haven't slept. One who speaks lies, this is how they speak lies. One should be very careful. I'm saying this in this lecture because Saraswati changed the mind of which person will not become bad in bad association. This is the lesson to be learned. She used to love Ram so much, and said by bad association her heart became so hard that she wanted to send Ram to the forest in the form of a sage, and she became widow by bad association. And mantra says, since I've heard, I'm not hungry, I haven't eaten. I will only eat when Bharat will become the king. Until then, I will not eat. Kyakai must have said, at least eat something, please drink water. She must have said, she said, no, I am not hungry or thirsty. I am so dukhi. 15 days. 15 days I haven't slept, eaten, drunk water. And Kyakai is shaking, then she tells Kyakai, I asked many astrologers, Bharat will become the king, so you please stop crying. You won't cry, Kaushalya will cry. And then Kyakai became a little quiet. She said, no. How can it be? How can Bharat become king? It cannot, it's not possible because Bharat is younger. Ram has to be the king. Then mantra says, in the world everything can be happen. Everything can be made to happen. We should never think that anything is impossible. Everything is possible in this world. But the thing is, whether you will accept what I have to say. Then she understood, whatever I say, Kyakai will do. She's under control. She said, you have faith in what I have to say, and whatever I say, you'll do. And Kyakai says, Kyakai says, you says, jump in the well, I'll jump in the well. I will jump in the well if you say. I will leave my husband, my son, I will tyag them, I'll leave them. If you say leave Bharat, I'll leave Bharat. If you say leave the king, I'll leave king. If you say jump in the well, I'll jump in the well. Whatever you say, I'll do. I'm totally surrendered to you. It seems that you're the only one that cares. I'll leave the husband, leave the son. Whatever you say, I'll do. By seeing me dukhi, you're saying this, and you're the one who came to tell me after 15 days, so I should listen only to you. In this world, there's no friend like you in this world. I've seen, husband is so kapiti. Only today I'm realizing, you're my real friend. In this world, I was just flowing away in the river, but like a boat, you came and gave me shelter in the running river. But mantra, my sakhi, you have saved me. But if you hadn't come, what would have happened? There's no guarantee. She's saying, but mantra said, if you listen, I have an advice that'll work. Only if you say you listen, I'll tell you. Same woman, 5 minutes ago, she said, if you say, I'll cut your tongue off. Now she's, same woman, I'll leave my son, I'll leave my husband, I'll jump in the well. For any woman, no one's greater than the son and the husband. But Kyakai, listening to mantra, she's thinking that she's more of a friend than her husband and the son. This is kubuddhi. In this world, the Lord has made natural relationship between husband and sons. Husband is the greatest friend. But if a woman thinks that somebody else is a greater friend for me than my husband and my son, then she should know that there's something wrong. These things happen in the society. Husband and son are naturally a friend of the mother, of the wife. But today, Kyakai is becoming this condition, this understanding that my greatest friend is mantra. Greatest friend, she thinks, is mantra. But mantra is actually the greatest enemy. No one is like you, greatest friend in the world. I'm leaving my husband, leaving my son. I'll do what you say. One should have the consciousness that does not sway this way, that way by somebody else saying something. For a woman, what the mangal, what her husband can do, nobody else can do. Whether it's father or brother, husband is the greatest shelter for a wife. Nobody else can do what the husband can do for the wife. When Maharaj Yudhisthira was asked, who's the greatest friend for a person, Maharaj Yudhisthira said that the wife is given the friend given by the Supreme Lord, and the husband provides food, money, children. But towards the husband, if one thinks he's becoming like Kaikeyi is thinking, this is the root cause of destruction. Maharaj Dasharatha would never in his dream do that. Maharaj was going to come. He was going to come to. He told the mantri, go tell everyone to decorate Ayodhya. In the evening I will go tell Kaushalya, then tell Kaikeyi. He was going to come. But in a few minutes, just before Maharaj was coming, mantra already changed Kaikeyi's mind. And she said, I've asked the astrologers, your son will become a king. Now, if you say give advice, then I'll give advice. And she said, I swear on Bharat, Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi said, I swear on my son's Bharat that I will hear whatever you say and I will do whatever you say, my dear Sakhi mantra. Mantra said, you remember one day Maharaj, there was a day that Maharaj gave you two words when you helped him in the war, you protected him. And Maharaj Dasharatha said, ask for two things. And you told him, Maharaj Dasharatha said, I'm very happy with you, ask anything, ask two things. Whatever you ask, I will give. Remember that day? Maharaj Dasharatha had gone to Swarg to help the demigods. And Kaikeyi helped him a lot in the battle. And Maharaj Dasharatha was very pleased with him and told her, ask for two things. And she loved her husband. She said, what will I ask for? I have you. For a wife, no one's greater than the husband. So what she will ask? She just put it away. She said, I don't need anything. Maharaj Dasharatha was very happy. He said, no, you ask. So she said, okay, I'll ask later. She didn't want anything. Maharaj Dasharatha was insisting, so she said, okay, at another day. But Kaikeyi, Maharaj Dasharatha loved her so much, but this was the weakness of her nature, that she said this great secret of her husband, she told her Dasi previously. She should not have told this to her servant. She must have told her third-class Dasi, she told her previously, that my husband gave me two. Such a confidential thing. She told her low-class servant that my husband told me in the past, ask for two things. This is not the weakness of Kaikeyi. This is the weakness of women, class of women. They cannot keep anything in their stomach. It is seen. What she should have spoken to her husband, she spoke to her Dasi. And in this way she said, just to tell her Dasi, my husband loves me so much, look, he gave me these two vachans. And she took confidence in her Dasi mantra. She could have said to Kaushalya or somebody else, but if she hadn't told mantra of these two things that Maharaj Dasharatha promised to give him, maybe this incident would not have happened. And then mantra said, you remember, you told me one time that Maharaj gave you, ask for two things. Well, that's it. With one thing you ask that Bharat should be the king, and with the second you ask that Ram should leave Ayodhya for the forest for 14 years. And she was trying to, she told Kaikeyi, don't just ask like that. First you tell. She said, when Dasharatha says, I swear on Ram, only then you ask for these things. Otherwise he might change. Once he says, he promises, then you ask. She taught her well. Don't trust that man. Maharaj Dasharatha will come and he'll touch you, hold your feet. But don't listen to him, he's kapti. I told you 15 days, he didn't tell you. He'll say, Pran, my dear love of my life, so many nice things he'll say, but don't listen to him, he's very covetous. Until he says, I swear on Lord Ram's life, you don't ask. So he sent her to Kop Bhavan. Kop Bhavan is a place in the, they used to have in the king's house, one room where you would go if you're anyone in the family. If somebody has an emotional problem, they will go. If somebody is sad or grieving. So, once in 24 hours, every day, the king will go visit that room to see if anyone in the family is in the Kop Bhavan, grieving for something. Every day, that was his duty. So Maharaj went there, and he saw. He went to Kaikeyi's room to tell her the good news. And the Dasi said, Maharaj Dasharath, Rani is in the Kop Bhavan. And he said, why? Mantra didn't say anything. Mantra was scared. Mantra said, was scared lest Maharaj starts to think that Mantra did something. So she didn't say anything. Why she went to Kop Bhavan? So Maharaj walked straight to Kop Bhavan. And he came to give Kaikeyi this good news. He came to tell her, tomorrow your dear Ram is becoming a king, but why are you here? When he couldn't step forward, his total face changed when he saw Kaikeyi lying. He just dried up like a leaf. What happened? As if Indra's Vajra was thrown on his body. He couldn't tolerate. When he saw, she was wearing a very thick old cloth, ugly old cloth, and she was lying on the floor. The woman who never stepped from the bed, lied on the floor, never wore anything except silk, thick jute cloth, was wearing old cloth, lying on the floor, with the hair loose. Maharaj Dasharath went and he saw her condition. He couldn't understand. All she could understand, he could understand, that she is angry with him. So he offered obeisances to her. In time, one has to do everything. He was king. He doesn't offer obeisances to his wife, but he went and offered dandavat pranams to Kaikeyi. She was looking, but she didn't say Hare Krishna or anything. She, according to time, one has to do anything. And he offered obeisances, because he knew that she was angry with him. With both hands, he touched her feet. Pran Priya. For what reason? What reason are you angry? What happened? As soon as he touched her feet, she kicked his hands away. And then he says, your voice was so sweet. You talk like a sweet coil. I want to hear your sweet voice. You walk like a mad elephant. I want to see that chal, the way you walk. And your eyes are so beautiful. I want to see those beautiful eyes. And he caught hold of her hand. She threw his hand away. And he said, Priya, the time that you were waiting for has come. Tomorrow morning is the time. Tomorrow morning is the time. He's going to become the king. The time has come for your desire to come true. It's a wonderful time. But those words were hurting Kaikeyi's heart so much, as if somebody touched an open wound. Now, until now she heard from Mantra, but now she heard, there is one wound. It's not fully healed and it breaks. And then if you touch, it's very painful. Her heart was like a big wound, open wound. Get up, get up, get up, Maharaj said. Please, my dear, get up. What shall I give you? What do you want? Tell me. What is your sorrow? Tell me what you want. Why are you like this? Ask me for anything. What do you want? He says, I swear on Ram's life that I love you. Then Then she half sat up and she said, Then she half got up and said, "Oh Priyatam." Inside her heart she hates him, but she's saying, "Priyatam, so much you're saying, ask for something, but have you ever given me anything? You just say, ask, ask. You remember so many years ago you told me to ask for two things. Do you remember that? Did you ever give me that?" Till Maharaj Dashrath didn't understand. What does she want? He wasn't understanding. What does she want? This is a disease you've got, she says to Maharaj. Always you say, ask for something. But have you ever given me anything? You promised to give me two things. I doubt you'll give me that even. And you ask me to give you another new one. Then Maharaj says, "Oh, Ave, I am so forgetful. Now I remember. This is my nature. I'm such a forgetful person. Why two things? You asked for 200 things. I am forgetful. What can I do? Very good thing you reminded me. But you should have sat on your bedroom, on the bed, and you should have asked, why you have to lie like this and ask? You're asking for two things? You ask for my head, I'll cut it right now and give you. What's... Kaka is thinking, yeah, now it's coming in my control. Maharaj said, you're asking for the two words? You ask for my head, I'll give you. My Rajya, my body, my soul, everything is in your lotus feet. Total surrender. You're great, more dear to me than my life. I surrendered everything. My life, my body, my Raj. Actually, Maharaj Dashrath used to love very much, but this is where he got beaten up. A man defeats the whole world, but he comes at home and he gets defeated in his own home. No, Maharaj Dashrath said, ask anything, I'll give you. Okay. But this kind of thing no husband should ever say to his wife. Total surrender. First, you should keep something. Not that you, total surrender. This total surrender should only be for the Supreme Lord. Should never be under the control of the wife so much that my life is yours, my body, my Raj, everything is yours. If you want to give yourself, you should give yourself totally only to the Supreme Lord, to Krishna. Whatever Krishna says, I'll do. Not that whatever your wife says, you will do. If she says, send your son to the forest, then what will happen? This kind of total surrender should only be for the Supreme Lord. Love doesn't mean that 100% surrender total to your other person. We learn this from our Vedic history. Whether it's wife, brother, only unto a limit we should samarpan. We should surrender. Only up to a limit. Not complete surrender. He could have said, I'll give you this dhan, this jewelry, this ask. Whatever you want, I'll give. So that's what happened. She wanted him. He died. Whatever you want, that's the way he was speaking. Please ask anything, just be happy, just ask. She said, no, first you tell in your Ram's life, you promise three times, then I'll ask. And then Maharaj Dashrath said, quickly, whatever you want to ask, quickly, the things are going on, I have to go and tell Kaushalya, and I have to go and do...
Pran Priyatam.
Kaka said, whatever I want, that you give me. Three times she made him swear on Lord Ram's life. And then she decided, she's ready to ask now. She says, she's laughing. She's smiling, inside is burning. She's asking, whatever is dear to my heart, you listen.
Ek bar to ye dijiye.
Make Bharat Raja.
Maharaj Dasharath bahut khush ho gaye.
Maharaj Dasharath was very happy. He said, oh ho ho. He said, I think Ram and Bharat, there's no difference. I think Bharat is just as qualified as Ram. Bharat is not here and Ram doesn't even want the Raj. Ram is not greedy for the Raja. He doesn't even want it, he told me. I'm forcing him to take. Bharat can become the king, no problem. Tomorrow I'll call him from his father's house. Then he said, quickly, quickly, ask for the other one. I have to go, she says. And hearing that, Maharaj Dasharath fell to the ground. He fell unconscious. He said, in the tapasvi dress, he should leave Ayodhya with no money, no food, no garments. He should go to the forest for 14 years. Maharaj became unconscious. He just became unconscious. After a few moments, when he became conscious, he said, listen. He said, Ram is not greedy for Raja. Ram is not greedy. If I tell him, give it to Bharat, he will gladly give it to Bharat. Don't kill me by Ram's absence. Without Ram, I'll live in the same way like as the fish lives without water. But my nature is, I'm telling you my nature, I can't live without Ram. Fish may live without water, but I cannot live without Ram. Please don't send Ram to forest. Let him live. Let him live in Ayodhya. Bharat will become the king. Please don't send Ram to the forest. Otherwise, I will die and many people of Ayodhya will die. What did Ram do to you ever? He always loved you and you always loved him so much. Why you want to send? How can you become so cruel-hearted? And now Kaikeyi became, she started talking. She said, now I know you also. You're so kapti. If Mantra hadn't told me, I would never have found out. You liar. You never. You kapti. You are all liar. Your love was all a lie. Maharaj Dasharath was so pure. But Kaikeyi got up and started saying the whole thing. So satyavadi you are. You always tell truth. In Ragukul, in your dynasty, pran may go, but vachan doesn't go. And he's saying, don't send Ram to the forest. When you gave me this two word, you told me pran jai, but life will go, but my promise won't go. And now you're saying you'll break your second promise? By morning, sunrise, if Ram doesn't go to the forest, I will take poison and die. And then everybody will know you're a breaker of your promise. I will not live. I will take poison and die. By sunrise, Ram has to leave. By sunrise, Ram has to leave for the forest. Otherwise, you will have to do my last rites. Maharaj Dasharath kept becoming unconscious again and again, and it became morning. Usually he used to wake up 3-4 a.m. Today he is not. So in Rajbhavan, everybody is singing and in ecstasy. But Maharaj wasn't there. He was in Kop Bhavan. People were thinking, why Maharaj hasn't come? He should have come today more early. What happened? Maharaj is not here. He should have. Why is taking so long? Why is not here? People are thinking, mantris are thinking. So everybody got together and sent Sumant. Sumant is the name of mantri, the minister. So when he went to Kop Bhavan to look for Maharaj, he said, Kaikeyi said, he said, Ram has to, she told Ram has to go, bring Ram. Mantri said, why is Maharaj on the floor unconscious? She said, send for Ram. She didn't say any explanation. Ram came. She said, bring Ram. Maharaj will speak to Ram. The main youth spent in the forest. What kind of life is that? Generally in India, when they give a young person, the government sends somebody to the jail, they usually send them for 14 years, because that will be the end of their youth after 14 years. To continuation of the story, so Sumant, the minister, went to Kobhavan and saw Raja Dasharath in an unconscious state. Then he got a little, Maharaj wasn't speaking. Then Kaikai said, this Maharaj is, the way, his reason for his, this kind of situation is because he is very attached to Ram. You go and you bring Ram to his presence. So Sumant, he went to get Ram. Then Ram and Sumant, Maharaj Dasharath's Mahamantri, they're coming towards Kobhavan. So Ayodhya's people, by seeing this, they became very anxious. What's going to happen? Why early morning Maharaj Ram is going with the Mahamantri bare feet? They were thinking, must be some problem, some disturbance in the good news is happening. So when they went there, Ram saw that Kaikai was sitting, looking with a very ugly clothes, thick, old, and Maharaj Dasharath, he was lying on the floor unconscious. From his asan, he was on the floor, and he was unconscious. So he went and offered obeisances to his mother, Kaikai. Kaikai was watching. Bhagwan Shri Ram asked, what is this? Kaikai said, Ram, it's like this. See, your father loves you very much, and because he is very attached to you, he doesn't want to break that attachment. He had asked me long ago to ask for two things. So I asked with one thing, I asked for Bharat to become king, and the second I asked for you to go to the forest for 14 years. So hard-heartedly she was talking. And if you want to obey your father's dharma, then you go to the forest before sunrise. And if you don't, and this is why he is so upset, and if you're a proper son, then you should take care of his dharma. He gave his word, you have to keep his word, and you have to go to the forest. If you are a proper good son, then you should do what he has promised me. With very harsh words she spoke to Ram. But Ram, he smiled. It's one shloka. By hearing the news that he was going to become the king, he didn't smile and become happy. By hearing the news that he was going to the forest, his face glowed like an open lotus. He became so happy that he's getting to go to the forest. So while smilingly, Bhagwan Ram said, "That's a small thing." He became so unhappy. Oh mother, listen. In this world, that son is most fortunate who can keep the word of his mother and father. He is most fortunate son. This is my great fortune, that I get to go to the forest. It's my great fortune. One thing is, one benefit, I will meet so many munis, so many rishis. I will hear from them, I will hear satsang, my life will become, and it's your desire, I will be fulfilling your desire, and Bharat will get the Rajya. Always it's this perfect situation. In this world, such a son is very rare who from his behavior he can make his mother and father happy. This is the great news you've given me. Kaikai said, yes, yes, that is the dharma of the son, yes, yes. So Ram went to his father and said, such a small thing and you're so dukhi. By your blessings I'll come back very quickly. Please give me your blessings that I can leave. And Maharaj was praying in his heart to Narayan, please give Ram the intelligence that he will say no. That he will say, no, I won't go. He was praying to Lord Narayan. Hey Narayan, you sit in Ram's heart and tell him to say no, that he won't go to the forest. But Ram didn't do that. He left the room and Ayodhya's, all people of Ayodhya, they found out that Kaikeyi had asked for this and this is what's going to happen, and everybody became very sad and they started saying bad things to Kaikeyi. This Kaikeyi, people were saying all kinds of things, this Kaikeyi, why she is sending Ram to... So Bhagavan Ram first of all went to Kaushalya. As soon as he went there, Mata Kaushalya started saying, my dear son, you're all right, everything is fine. Started blessing him, come, come, today is a very auspicious day. Please take bath and eat some breakfast. Maharaj had, Ram had just gotten up from bed and gone, he hadn't taken bath yet. Please take bath and eat whatever you like. Today is a very auspicious day. Today you're going to become the king. I am so happy. What time is the Raj Tilak? He's asking. Exactly what time is the Raj Tilak? Please tell me quickly. Where everything auspicious, it's a very happy day. For Ram it was a mother's words. He said, Ma, my father has sent me to the forest. For he's given me jungle Raja. Ayodhya is a small place. The forest is a huge, huge place. So my father has given me the forest. He's given me the Raj of Kanan. Kanan is a very great forest. And there was so much to do. I'll go to the forest. I'll listen to the sadhus. I'll hear satsang. With great desire I had not to live in the city. So now my desire is fulfilled. So my father has given me blessings. So please give me blessings. Hearing that much, Mata Kaushalya became very, very unhappy. She couldn't say. Then she asked, how did it happen? So it is explained here that Bhagavan Sri Ram wasn't saying anything. Why? Sumant's son was there. He said, Rani ji, this is what happened. Kaikeyi has asked Maharaj to send him to forest for 14 days. So Kaushalya started crying. He says, I was going to see Sashi, the moon, and now I see Rahu. She's saying so many things. What I heard was going to happen, now what's happened. A few minutes ago I heard he was going to be the king, now I hear that he's going to the forest. What they say is truth, time is very powerful. In the end she said, if this is your father's order to go to the forest, then how can I stop you? But considering me to be the older mother, you listen to me and don't go. Don't go to the forest. Bhagavan Sri Ram, he used to call Kaikeyi Ma and he used to call Kaushalya Badi Ma, like older mother. But he used to call mother to Kaikeyi. This is the tradition. Tradition is even today in villages that older brother's wife, is older mom to the kids. Ram considered Kaikeyi to be his real mother and Kaushalya to be older mother, he used to call her. Ram calls Kaushalya Badi Ma, and Sumitra he used to call Choti Ma, small ma, younger ma, and used to call Kaikeyi Ma. That was his nature. Kaushalya says, I am older mother, so you should listen to me and please don't go to the forest. Bhagavan Sri Ram said, Ma, father's dharma will be spoiled in our. It is my duty to fulfill his word. Please give me blessing. By your blessing, I will have no problems in the forest. I have to keep my father's word, and that's why I have to go to the forest. When Kausalya was speaking in this way, Sita came in. Before this, Sita had taken a bath and she was getting the stuff ready to get the yagya done. My husband's Raja Abhishek, for his mangal, for his auspiciousness, she was inviting all the brahmanas and getting ready all the donations. So she came to see Mother Kausalya. By seeing this, she became very sad, very unhappy. Bhagwan Sri Ram hadn't even taken bath yet. And without taking bath, he had to leave Ayodhya. Kekai had said, before sunrise, if Ram doesn't go to the forest, I will die and you will be get a bad name. Sita, when she saw Ram's this vesh, his dress, she became very unhappy. She couldn't say anything in front of Mother Kausalya, but she thought, this time I have to say something, even though she usually wouldn't speak in front of her mother-in-law. Then she mother understood Sita wants to say something. Then Ram started to preach to Sita without her, Sita, saying anything. Ram is saying, in front of the mother, he was feeling shy to talk to his wife. But realizing that it was the right time to say something, he said, son should feel shy in front of the mother to chat with his wife. This is the culture. So, but he has to give a lecture to his wife. He feels a little shy, but he realized that he has to say it according to the time he started to speak. Hey Rajkumari, Sita, listen to my teaching. Sita was ready to go to the forest, but Ram is giving her Rajkumari. He didn't say my dear wife, his Priya. He said Rajkumari. In this way he's saying, you're a daughter of a Raja. How can you live in the forest? Listen to my siksha and don't disregard. I am telling you to stay for some reason. If you want mine and yours good fortune, then you listen to me and you stay at home. Neek means good work, good job. If you want for me and for you to be good, please stay in the house. If you want mine and yours neek, then you listen to me and you stay at home. For what? Ram says, what says, my order is this, that you serve your mother-in-law. In this, it will be your success. He's not saying my mother, serve my mother. He's saying your mother-in-law. That is your duty. He's telling her relationship with his mother. Husband's mother is like your own mother. In the wife's drishti, the husband's mother is her mother. Daughter-in-law's to consider her mother-in-law mother, and mother-in-law's to consider the daughter-in-law her daughter. Poor girl, she leaves her house forever to go to father's house. Mother-in-law should give so much love that she should never remember her mother. She should never think. She should just think of her daughter-in-law like her daughter. And if she makes a mistake, she should forgive her. Mistakes everyone makes. That should be remembered. Younger people have less experience, so they can make mistakes. So, mother-in-law's duty is to forgive the daughter-in-law. In so many places, a mother-in-law teaches how to fight. The daughter-in-law is simple, but sometimes the mother-in-law is such a fighter and she teaches the daughter-in-law how to become a fighter. And then the household becomes unhappy. Ram is so careful in his talking. It's my order that you take care, serve your mother-in-law. He's not saying you serve my mother. He's telling Sita her relationship with mother. In all respect, for you to stay at home is in your best interest. Shloka. For a daughter-in-law, mother-in-law and father-in-law's service of the lotus feet is the greatest for the daughter-in-law. Such a great instruction husband is giving. In this age, there was somebody, if he found that he had to go to the forest, he will tell his wife, why you stay here? You also come with me. But first they'll say, you are mine. You're not mother-in-law, my mother's, you're mine. You stay with me and you serve me. He says, there's no greater dharma for a daughter-in-law than to serve the lotus feet of the mother-in-law and father-in-law. Such a beautiful thing the Lord is speaking. So, you listen to me and you stay at home. So, Bhagwan is talking history, telling her history. Guru, and mother, father, whatever they say. In Guru means relationship elders. Mother and father are also Guru. Those who don't listen to the Gurus, and they stick to what they want to do. If you insist that you want to go, then the result won't be good. In the history, he is telling two names, Maharaj Nahus, and before, in the olden days, people used to tell their relatives of history. They used to give examples from history. Nahus Maharaj, and he became Indra, Nahus Maharaj. But he insisted that Indra's wife should be my wife. And everybody preached to him, this is not good. Forget this is not good. In the end, he got Saptarishis to lift his palki and carry him, hand carry him. And then the Saptarishis cursed him to become a sarp, a snake. Otherwise, till today, he could have been Indra. Galo Maharaj, he also suffered so much. So in this way, one should not become so stubborn. If I am telling you, you stay home, then you should stay home. Your welfare is in staying home. Maharaj Ram said, in the end, now he's telling the suffering of the forest. Sita, you don't have the experience. The jungle is very hard, bhayankar, very frightening. Just by looking, the heart will tremble. That's how scary the forest is. Ghor, there's so much hard heat, so much heat, so much rain, so much hurricanes, heavy sun. Gharma means heavy sun. Sometimes there's great forest, great, what do you call it, like Himalayas. And when the sun reflects from the mountains, it becomes more hot. Just like the magnifying glass sometimes can make a fire. And when the sun reflects the big mountains, it becomes more hot, and the body starts to burn. It's so hot. This is what happened to Gajendra. He became so hot, and that's why he went into the water. There's heavy heat, ghor heat. And when it's cold, it's very cold. Very cold. Ghor, Varsha means heavy rain. So much rain, such heavy rain. If he goes in the cave, there's lions and snakes. If he goes outside, there's heavy rain. It's very frightening. Heavy wind. Winds are so strong. So don't try to go in such places. In this way, the Lord is describing. Kantak, there'll be thorns in the path. So many little stones, small stones, and there'll be thorns, and you have to walk bare feet, no shoes, padpran. Shoes are called padpran. But even if you take a pair of slippers from here, in 1 month it will get broken. 14 years we have to live. There'll be no shoes. So without shoes you have to walk. On bare feet we have to walk. And your feet, your lotus feet, are so soft on top of. And we have to climb on great mountains. Big mountains will come. We have to climb on mountains. There'll be rivers to cross. There'll be big caves. Underneath the mountains, in the little valleys, like little deep valleys, we have to walk through there. Sometimes there's water, deep waters, and big drains, and we have to walk through that, cross through that. It's so difficult that just by seeing one gets scared. Just by seeing one gets scared. In this way, dukkha, so many dukkhas are there. There's bears, singh, tigers, elephants. Just seeing them, one becomes very weak. If somebody has a weak heart, he can have a heart attack right there. Only by hearing their sound, one will attack. If they attack, then what can be said? Just by seeing, one becomes unconscious. It's so bhaya, so scared. In this way, there was a real story. There was one man. In our village, there was one lion, and he had killed so many people. So there was one man. He was very expert at rifle. He said, "I will go and I'll kill him." He was sitting down, waiting for the lion. And one man, he insisted. These relatives said, no, you don't go. By seeing him, you'll be scared. And he said, no, I have a rifle, I'm good at rifle, I'll just shoot him down. And this is a complete true story. This is what happened. When the lion came, he just took a yawn, the lion, and his mouth opened so wide. That time, the rifle fell out of his hand and his dhoti got spoiled. What to speak? This is what happened. This is what happened. So they couldn't kill the lion, he ran away. This is to say, everybody came and saw this man was lying unconscious. Just by seeing the face of the lion with his mouth open, yawning. So the Lord is saying, just by hearing the voice of the bhalus, the bears and the lions, it's so scary. What to speak of seeing? And then in jungle, there's so many rakshas, they only eat humans. Bhagwan is telling Sita, they will just eat you up. Your body is even more soft. They won't even have to chew. They will just eat you up. There's this kind of rakshasas living in the forest. They only eat humans. Nar ahar, they eat nar, then what about nari? So easy. He can so easily eat a woman if they can eat a man, big strong man, so easily. So many ways they can change their forms. So mayavi they are, they can appear from anywhere, any direction, in any form, and catch you and eat you.
पहाड़ का पानी इतनी विपत्ति नहीं जाएगा, और पहाड़ का पानी बहुत लगता है.
And the mountains, you won't get good drinking water. Whatever you find here and there, that what you have to drink. And sometimes the water gives you diseases. Great problems come in the jungle. What can I say? What all can I tell you? Mahavipatti comes. Great snakes and birds. Bhimsen was taken by a big snake. In the city, at least it's a little safe. In the cities, actually, it's more scary than the cars are more scary than bears and lions. A few people must be dying from the cars every day. So, Ghor Van in the forest, so many rakshas. Rakshas eat you, and there's other people that steal. There's groups of rakshas, that's all they do is to steal people. Now all these rakshas live in the cities also. Before they used to live only in the forest. But so don't go, I'm afraid for you. Somebody may steal you. Whatever Leela is going to happen, Lord Ram is coming, is speaking. Home, could be somebody might steal you, take you away, what will I do? And then he says, we have to walk, your feet, lotus feet are so soft, and about food, there will be no guarantee. And all the time you can't get same, some have to eat roots and fruits, sleep on the... You have to sleep on the bare floor, eat whatever fruits and roots you can get, there will be no guarantee of food. Now you sleep on such soft beds, you walk on flowers. You have to wear clothes coming from the tree. There's no factory of clothes in the forest. For 14 years you'll just have to wear bark clothes made from bark, some banana leaves, whatever we find, or animal's skin. That kind of clothes you have to wear that the skin gets scraped. Whatever you find, roots, fruits and roots that you have to eat, that also you can't get every time. Whenever you want. It's not like you just go to the store and get whatever you want and store it in your home. In every place and every time you can't get anything. Anukul. In season time, you can get this and that. So please don't be stubborn about going. By hearing this, Sitaji said, please listen, this is very important. She said, Mata Kaushalya, she was feeling shy and talking back in front of Mother Kaushalya, but she started to say, my Lord, you've given me this instruction which is good for me, but I'm telling the Lord, what you told me, that's okay, but I'm also thinking, but there's nothing great, no greater unhappiness than to be away from your husband. This is the greatest suffering for me, to be away from you, compared to mountains and rakshasas and animals, is nothing compared to being away from you. It's the greatest suffering for me. So, Sita says, hey Pranath, you're beautiful, Jan, and if I don't have your association, then even the city of Devraj Indra is a hell for me. I cannot live in Ayodhya. You live in the forest and I live in Ayodhya. That cannot be. My life is for you. Then she is preaching. Mother, father, brother, sas, mother-in-laws, guru, everybody. He's telling all the relationship. A woman has two kinds of relationship, one husband's family and the in-law's family. So father's family, mother, father, brother and sister, mother, father, sister and brother. And it's a very happy family in father's family, and for a daughter it's very happy time for, in her father's house, and she doesn't have to do too much work in her mother's